This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. You can learn more about Klaus Financial. They've got a great website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. From the website, you can learn more about Klaus Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, how they can help you there as well. Also, great opportunity on their website is to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Scroll down towards the bottom of the screen, you'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. Right there, you can subscribe. It gives you a little weekly snapshot of what's going on, what's happening in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Joining us this week from Klaus Financial are our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Melissa Wenger. How you guys doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. CJ, great to talk with you. Melissa, how have you been?
Doing really good. Nice to be here again.
It's great to have you both along and great to hear from you again, Melissa. And we've got a great topic ahead. We are going to be talking about Social Security and, of course, some of the things you need to be aware of, especially if you're going to be working in collecting Social Security. There are some big things you want to keep in mind about that. But before we get rolling on this week's topic, of course, each and every week we do a Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week is no exception. The folks from Klaus Financial have provided another fantastic prize and a chance for you to win a little bit later on in the show, a $25 gift card to IHOP. And before we get on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again, everyone, for listening, and congratulations. Last week, our winner was Mary from Madison. The question last week was, according to the IRS, how much can an individual gift to another person in the year 2020 without federal gift tax consequences? And whether it was $5,000 or $15,000, the correct answer was actually $15,000.
Really good stuff, and we will do a whole new one this week. Little tip, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week come up during the program, so listen very, very carefully. So as mentioned, we're going to be talking one of our most favorite topics here on the show, and of course I know one of the most popular topics. It has to do with working and collecting Social Security at the same time. CJ, this is something you got to be careful about, isn't it? And there's a lot you need to know, isn't there?
There is. So we've talked about this on the show before. As a matter of fact, if you go to our website and put in Social Security, I think probably a couple hundred shows will pop up.
Yes.
But we'll go over it again today because there's these three different ages, and I'll even say four different ages that most of us are aware of, but I'll remind you of as it relates to Social Security. Age number one is 60. If you're a widow, you can potentially qualify for widow's benefits at age 60, widow or widower. 62 is the earliest you can typically draw off of your own record, assuming you have qualified. FRA, which is somewhere between 66 and 67, depending upon your date of birth, which we'll talk about here a little bit later. And then finally, age 70, which is when delayed retirement credits end. So somewhere in that window is when the vast majority of Americans are going to need to pull Social Security. However, to kind of frame up this conversation, if you draw before your FRA, which again, for everybody listening, is somewhere between 66 and 67, and I'll tell you in a moment how you can find out what yours is. But if you draw before that age, you have to be careful because Social Security, you're limited on how much you can earn outside of that without impacting your Social Security. So if you're planning to draw your Social Security benefit and continuing to work, then you need to think about the when you're going to draw Social Security. So here's a few steps to think about. Step one, evaluate how much income you have from other places. So IRAs, pensions, after-tax account, part-time work, a spouse who's working, so on and so forth. The general rule of thumb here is don't draw Social Security unless you really need it for lifestyle. And even then, be cautious about when you draw because of this limitation. So step two would be to determine when is your FRA, full retirement age. By the way, this term FRA kind of gets thrown around with also this term PIA, primary insurance amount. So go to the website. They're referencing similar things, but FRA is for you. PIA is for a spouse. They're both referencing this idea of your full retirement age. And often when you hear Social Security talk about your benefit, they'll talk about your benefit being reduced before your full retirement age, but it's not reduced after your retirement age, which confuses some people because they go, wait, I thought it grew after 66 or 67. And that's true. It does grow, but your FRA is considered the unreduced benefit. So if I were to put this in my own words, and I hope this is helpful for people, think of it as your FRA amount, again, between 66 and 67, is your full benefit. You're getting no reduction. And your age 70 benefit is like an accelerator. It's more than your full benefit, whereas your age 62 is less than your full benefit. And hopefully that'll help you understand FRA is about having an unreduced benefit. So within that step number two, you need to go to the ssa.gov website. So for everybody out there, if you haven't gone there, you should really go set up your own login and look at your record from an earnings history standpoint. And then these numbers are really going to come to life because right there on your statement, right away, as a matter of fact, when you log in, you don't even have to look at a statement. It will show you 62 FRA and age 70 right in front of you. So go there and take a look at yours. And then here's a tip. For anyone born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age, or what's known as FRA, is age 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months. So think 66 and 2 months, 66 and 4 months, so on and so forth. And then if you're born after 1960, so I'm raising my hand right now, I was, right? So if you're born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67. So here's the key. If you decide that you want to draw Social Security before you reach your FRA, which Melissa will be talking about in a little bit, you are limited. You are limited on how much you can earn. Melissa will talk about what that dollar amount is. But if you earn too much in a normal working job while simultaneously drawing income, they'll start taking away your Social Security benefits.
Really good stuff.
And then finally... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to mention, John, just talking with CJ Klaus and Melissa Wenger this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you got a question, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So let's talk about that third thing to consider, CJ.
Yeah. So final third thing to consider here as it relates to when you're going to draw Social Security would be just understanding that you can actually wait to draw Social Security until even beyond your full retirement age. Now, again, your full retirement age is the unreduced benefit, but then you get this accelerator known as DRCs, delayed retirement credits. Those delayed retirement credits are 8% per year between your FRA and age 70. So for every year you wait, you're getting an 8% bump on your benefit, which is pretty huge. But again, once you're past your FRA, now you can quote unquote double dip, meaning you can earn as much as you want to and draw Social Security without any reduction of your Social Security or any limitation on your earnings. It's just if you choose to wait, you get a continued delayed retirement credit. Now, everybody out there, by the way, is thinking, so what should I do? And the answer is, this is why you need to hire a financial advisor at some point, because I have no idea what you should do. That really boils down to your personal goals, personal concerns, health, all that fun stuff.
Really good stuff. As always, talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Melissa Wenger. If you have a question for CJ and Melissa, great opportunity right now to get you on the air. Our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll free at 877-235-1310. Klaus Financial, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there is no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Get on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Melissa, CJ, and you next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
The This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to hear from you if you have a retirement plan, planning related question. Of course, we've got a retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial to assist you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking with CJ and Melissa this morning about Social Security, a very popular topic. Left off talking a little bit about some of the considerations when it comes to when you should take your Social Security benefit. And I kind of chuckled there because it is such a personal decision. So many, CJ, as you pointed out for that break, such an important decision to make, and it comes down to the individual. And I think sometimes people wonder then, and Melissa, I'll ask you a little bit about this, is if you take the your Social Security benefit before your FRA, before your full retirement age, and you're still earning income, what happens to your benefit, if anything?
Yeah, so it's a great question. It's definitely the reason, as CJ said earlier, to consult with a financial advisor, because it is a very personal decision, and there is impact to it. A lot of people have heard that it can limit how much income you're allowed to actually earn if you do collect the benefit early. If you enroll with Social Security prior to your full retirement age, again, CJ said between, you know, that 66 and 67, depending on your birthday, SSA can withhold part of your benefit depending on how much you earned. So here's some good examples. If you're retiring this year, 2020, and you're turning your full retirement age this year, so you're not there yet, but somewhere throughout 2020, you're going to turn your full retirement age, you get a little bit of a higher ability there. You can earn up to $48,600 before Social Security starts deducting from your benefit. Now, if you go over that amount, they'll deduct a dollar for every $3 that you've earned up until the month that you've turned your full retirement age. Now, they'll only count the earnings prior to full retirement age. They won't count the rest of the year. So if your birthday is in June, you're good for the rest of the year. Now, if you're retiring this year, but it's before you've reached FRA, you know, so you're 62, 63, somewhere in there, you need to know that if you decide to work part-time, Social Security will only allow you to earn $18,240 this year in 2020 without your benefit being affected. So again, if you're prior to full retirement age, you're turning on your Social Security benefit, but you still want to work, your limit is $18,240 of that earned income for the year. If you go over that limit, they'll take a dollar of your benefits for every $2 in earnings above that limit. Now, once you reach full retirement age, again, there's no limit. You know, make as much as you want earning. You can collect your Social Security. There's no issue. However, if you don't, remember, after full retirement age, if you don't turn on that benefit, it will continue to grow at that 8% rate up until age 70. And then understand that your Social Security is taxable. So there's another caveat there. If your income as a married couple is more than $44,000 and you collect your Social Security benefit, or $34,000 as an individual, 85% of that Social Security benefit will be federally taxable. Hmm. So you gotta watch for that.
Really good information there.
Well, real quick, Melissa and I chuckle about this because people sometimes misunderstand. They go, "Oh, it's taxed at 85%." No. Yeah. So if it's $1,000 a month and you're over those certain dollar amounts, $850 is deemed taxable. Now you may only pay, you know, 10% federal income tax on that. I don't know. It depends what your brackets are. But yes, 85% is taxable, not taxed at 85%.
Really good clarification there. And yeah, I could hear people saying that, not fully going, "Oh my God, 85% is..." Yeah, so a very, very important caveat there. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Melissa Wenger and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Melissa. We'll go to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and take your call next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this week by CJ Klaus and Melissa Wenger, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we head on over to the Money in Motion listener question corner, real quick, one last thing on Social Security. So if somebody's thinking about taking their benefit this year, how exactly do you go about applying and when should that be done?
Yeah, so the easiest way to apply really is online. I've walked through it with a client before. It's 5 minutes. It's really super simple. A lot of people would go into the Social Security offices to apply. It looks like most of the Social Security offices are currently closed due to COVID. You can call Social Security. Now, I know some people have done that. The number for Social Security is 800-772-1213. And you can ask questions or contact your local office from there. Now, as far as when to apply, this is actually kind of important. The earliest that you can apply is 3 months before turning age 62, because remember, 62 is the earliest that you can draw, or 4 months before you want to start your benefit. So that is really important because it can take up to 3 months to get that first benefit payment. The benefits are paid monthly and it starts the month after your birthday. So kind of plan accordingly for that.
Really good stuff. Talking with Melissa Wenger and CJ Klaus, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great opportunities on the website to learn more about Klaus Financial. Also sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The other thing you can do is submit a question to be answered right here on the show in the Money in Motion listener question corner. And this week, one of our listeners, Janet, wrote in. She says, I started my Social Security benefits this year. If we experience inflation, will my Social Security benefit go up, or is it locked in at the same benefit when I started drawing it? That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Thanks for the question, Janet. And as Sean said, feel free to jump on our website and submit questions. As a matter of fact, I prefer it that way because then I don't get stumped. I have a chance to research these things. But no, I say that tongue in cheek. Feel free to call in and stump me as well. That's always fun. So great question. Do you get inflation adjustments after you begin drawing? And the answer to that question is yes, Janet, that you are eligible to start receiving what are called COLA adjustments on your benefit. As an example of this, from 2019 to 2020, the COLA adjustment was 1.6. From 2018 to 2019, it was something like 2.2 or 2.4. So that you do get these increases. Now, I want to represent our seniors well here because I know some of them are probably, you know, yelling at the radio player right now, or I guess it's their computer. And they're saying, wait, but my Medicare premiums go up as well. And Medicare Part B is what they're referencing because that's deducted from Social Security. That is a true statement. There are times when you'll have a cost of living adjustment on your gross benefit, but then Medicare Part B premiums will also go up in cost. And so like the net benefit doesn't feel like much at all to you. So I do empathize with seniors who are experiencing this because it feels like basically the government is giving you a raise just to take it back from you. So that can be super frustrating. Also, there's some confusion around, well, wait a minute, does it matter on when I draw benefits as it relates to cost of living adjustments at 62 or FRA or 70? And the answer is no. Once you start drawing, you do suspend the growth of that delayed retirement credit we talked about, which can be upwards of 8% a year after your FRA. So that stops. But then you are still eligible for these cost of living adjustments thereafter. And finally, what if you're, say, 68 years old and drawing, and you're still working? And so the question becomes, does that mean that my Social Security withholding on my paycheck at 68 is no longer benefiting my Social Security benefit because I'm now working but also drawing and I've suspended my increases? And the answer is actually no. So listen to prior shows on this, but you do that money that you're putting into Social Security still goes towards your 35-year average inflation-adjusted wages and could cause you to have an increase above COLA, believe it or not. So some really interesting technical things here. Some of you, I'm sure your eyes are rolling in the back of your head going, I don't know what he's talking about. But for those who this is pertinent to, hopefully it's been useful.
It's a
great
really,
question, Janet.
It is a great question. And really, as you mentioned, useful. It's very useful if you're in that area, definitely to know these things because You know, and people always have questions like, what's going on with my benefit? Well, that's the right. That's the great great information. CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger, of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that number right now as well, because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win the $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you're not yet full retirement age in 2020 and you're drawing Social Security benefits, what is the income limit you can earn before your Social Security benefit will be affected? Is it $25,000 or $18,240? Telephone number, 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to IHOP. Don't forget as well that it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ, Melissa, always great talking with you guys. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Of course, Full Scope, but Dr. Nicole Hempkes comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Securities America, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial Asset Advisors and Securities America are separate companies. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.